episode 55 of This Developing Story. This week, I'm going to try something a little different. I have an episode in the can, actually. I'm actually editing, and I'll have it out for next week. But last week, I didn't expect the episode to go as long as it did. And usually when episodes go a little longer, I don't spend as much time talking about my story. So this episode actually is going to be based on my story. And very similar to how it was about a year ago before I started doing interviews. And let's take a couple minutes and talk about where I am and how I got here. So basically, I am working at Netlify. I moved out to California originally to work for Block, which was going great and perfect. And one thing that's really interesting is when you're an engineer out here in San Francisco, you definitely get a lot of, especially LinkedIn requests, but also direct like emails if your name's out there or if you have a blog or whatever. It seems pretty common. I've talked to other people about it, and it's pretty common for people to reach out to you and ask you constantly if you would like to work with them, because there's a good chance that most people who are working are always looking. I'm nothing different. I was always looking and interested. Coming from like a sales background and coming from a job where I worked super hard to get noticed and get appreciated and get promoted. It seems like with engineering, not that I'm not working hard, but it seems like you don't have to really work hard to get noticed and appreciated. I'm not trying to knock engineering, but obviously there's a big need for engineering talent. So it's just makes sense. And that's basically how the industry here in the Bay Area is. I did experience some of this in Orlando. I know I had a couple companies reaching out to me about the time that I was actually interviewing with Block. But most likely I didn't really experience it out there because my experience level was super low, and I had less than a year experience actually professionally. So yeah, it's an interesting position to be in. I know a lot of people are interested in getting into this field, and a lot of people are in this field or just got into it. And it's unreal. I don't know how else to explain it, but except to, I guess, segue right into how I got to where I'm at today. So basically, Netlify is the company that this blog, this is not a blog, this is a podcast, but my blog and my podcast website is actually hosted both on Netlify. Netlify is, it's a CDN, static hosting platform that basically, it's similar to GitHub Pages. You could pick a branch, and every time you deploy to that branch, it will deploy your static site to the CDN. So I actually heard about Netlify within the first couple of weeks. I actually moved out to San Francisco. I attended an Ember meetup, and at the end of the Ember meetup, one of the presenters was actually the CEO of Netlify, actually my current boss today. And he just explained how you could deploy Ember apps to Netlify and how easy it was. And at that time, I was using DivShot pretty regularly. And DivShot actually was purchased by Firebase within like the first few months. And I was looking for a backup to DivShot. At the time, I was working on the Steamrollers project that I was actually involved with. I created this tool to look at for diverse speakers in tech. It's no longer live anywhere, but, I'll post the actual code in GitHub. I'm actually looking to revive that project, cause it's built and ready to go. And there's like nothing, I mean, I could always update the speaker list. But other than that, it's actually a working product. So I think I'm actually gonna try to clean that up a bit, but regardless, I was looking for another place to host that, as well as another ideas that I had as far as Ember projects, cause I was doing a lot of Ember at that time. I was only a Rails engineer. I had just started doing Angular at Block and barely knew a lot of the front end stuff. So I just needed more opportunity to host my sites as I was learning. So decided to try Netlify out and ended up liking it a lot. Working in Ember regularly, just got super busy and focused on other things. iOS was another thing that came up that I focused on last year that took pretty much all my dev time away from doing any Ember work. And yeah, so I ended up just moving, creating a new blog and creating a podcast website for on Netlify around that time. And yeah, it's pretty much worked pretty well for me since. As far as static hosting, it's perfect. Hosting Ember stuff, it's super easy. Ember, since everything's not built in, but basically you know what you're going to get with Ember. It's not a closed ecosystem, but similar to the Rails, it's strong conventions. So that makes it super easy to deploy to Netlify. Fast forwarding to maybe a couple months ago, back in February, the co-founders of Netlify actually reached out to me directly and asked me if I was interested in, and I kind of alluded to this the last podcast, but I didn't go into great detail, but they alluded to seeing if they, if I would like to have coffee with them. That was basically their intro to me. But anyway, so yeah, they just invited me out to the Dog Patch, which is just south of the city, or actually maybe it's a little bit east of the city, but anyway, and I had coffee, which actually turned into breakfast, which actually turned into a long, hour long conversation about my details and what I was into and what I was interested in. And yeah, that it was, I assumed they were just trying to get customer feedback. Maybe they were looking to grow. But actually I ended up asking the conversation, like just trying to see, what they were doing, what they're trying to like reach out to all their customers. And actually they just flat out told me they're actually looking to hire me. And, which was quite interesting. Actually took me for a surprise. I assumed that they maybe wanted to look for like maybe, advertising on the podcast. I don't know. I know they listen to the podcast pretty regularly as well. I got some feedback from them on Twitter and stuff. And, yeah, that was my assumption. I wasn't really expecting, a job opportunity, but it turned into one. I actually met with them two more times, did a little side project, a couple episodes ago. I actually mentioned I was doing an Echo API with the React front end. And I ended up, I stopped working on my React Native app because of it. That was basically my interview. I had a little project to do over the weekend, which was a DNS lookup project. I won't go into details what the details were, but anyway, it was just a project with the API that I built from scratch and also a React app that I built. Yeah, so yeah, did that project, heard back from them, got a job offer. And decided to go ahead and work with them. I think one of the biggest things that made me decide to move is the opportunity to work with more senior level engineers. Block definitely has some senior talent there, but the talent that I'm working with today is like nothing that I would have gotten with Block. The guys that I'm working with, I'm actually focused more on the front end today. And so I'm doing a lot of React, but that's out of purpose because the backend is actually all written in the main backend's written in Rails, but then the rest is written in C++ and Go, which is not two languages I'm super comfortable with. And I can't really like, I would just be getting in the way if I were to try to commit code today to a lot of the microservices that are supporting our backend. So it's just an opportunity for me to learn some production-ready C++ and some production-ready Go. I'm already reviewing some pull requests in that. I use the word reviewing very lightly because I am just reading through and moving along. So I'm not really like actually providing constructive feedback, but I'm able to see what production-level Go looks like, which is something I didn't really have an opportunity to do previously. I was doing Go mainly on my own and doing little small side projects and small little tools. But yeah, I'm just really happy to see that code and Go. Not to mention that we have some pretty, it seems like we're hiring some pretty strong design talent too. So I'm more excited to work with that. But yeah, Netlify was just basically an opportunity for me to do something different. The Giant Robots, Smashing Other Giant Robots podcast host, Ben Orenstein, he actually had an episode on there talking about his willingness to move and do something new every year. So previous to Thoughtbot, he mentioned that he basically changed jobs every year because after a while you get experience enough that you're comfortable in what you're doing. So you start doing the same thing over and over again as far as code. And he just likes to change things up to keep things interesting. So at Thoughtbot, he's actually done the same thing internally where he's basically switched like entirely different projects every single year he's been there. And I've just about done the same. I was at IZEA for 10 months. I was at Block for a year and 3 months. And now I'm at Netlify. And Netlify is, it seems like I'll probably be there for a while. I mean, I said that with Block as well, but Netlify, it's got a lot of opportunity for me to grow. I'm already going to be speaking at a local meetup coming up. And I'm also going to be putting together some tutorials as far as like getting started in Netlify and actually some getting started projects in React and Ember and stuff like that. Stuff that I've always wanted to do, but always just put off. For whatever reason, I've always been focused on other things. Like I said, iOS really took up a lot of my time last year. React Native took a lot of my time last year, just learning it, getting up to speed, doing a conference talk. So this year is actually going to be pretty focused on front end. It's going to be focused on React, for sure. Cause it seems like that's all the work that we're doing. For now we have one project in Ember, but I think we've already made a decision to move that to React for reasons of maybe I'll put in a blog post. But yeah, for this project, it actually makes sense to do in React. And I guess once we get the project out, I'll do a blog post about that. But the other thing is I've already put together a blog in Hugo, which is a Go framework for static sites. And super simple, actually. I highly recommend Hugo. I'll put that in the show notes to try it out. If you're using Jekyll or Middleman, I've already convinced myself that I'm not going to be using those ever again. I'll be using Hugo for the rest of my static site generation lifetime until something else comes up that's better. But I've also ported pretty much all of their current app to React from Angular. That's another thing I've done. I think I mentioned that last week, but... quite interesting. I feel like I'm just rambling, but yeah, that's basically my story in progress. I probably won't do an episode like this in a while. I think it's nice to take a little break from the day to the interviewing and just do an episode about what I'm doing at the moment. Hopefully the listeners, I haven't got any more reviews on iTunes, but hopefully you guys are enjoying the podcast in general. Since I mentioned it, I'm actually going to be starting a new podcast next week. It's going to be a lot more professional. It's actually going to be in a studio and it's actually be in partnership with another company. And, it should be interesting. Actually, this is another reason why I made the switch to Netlify too, also because they, gave me this offer of actually doing podcast, for them too. So, I'm super excited to do this. I'm super excited to continue the podcast and blog and even learn how to code. Cause like I said, it's, I like to keep things interesting and fresh, and yeah, I don't think I'll be doing this, forever, but, I think while I'm programming, I think I want to always learn and always continue to grow. So, hopefully you guys are in the same boat and that's why you listen to this podcast. Otherwise, let me know why not. Leave a comment on the podcast at briandouglas.me or leave a review in iTunes. Well, that's it. Short podcast. I will talk to you guys next week. If you see me, I've got Netlify stickers, so please ask me for a sticker and I'll give you one. And have a good week.